What changes are coming to the gaming industry? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Video game developers, programmers, and artists gathered in San Francisco this week, attending the Game Developers Conference, also known as GDC, in person for the first time since 2019. One topic getting a lot of attention this year, NFTs, digital certificates showing ownership of digital assets like a picture or video. It's a topic for quality assurance, where we take a closer look at a big tech story. Stephen Totillo covers gaming for Axios and is attending the conference. He explained how some want to use NFTs in gaming.
Think about it like this. Games are full of virtual things, characters, land, items, the clothing your character wears. NFT blockchain folks say, imagine being able to own those virtual items, and then imagine being able to sell them, maybe even transfer them over to another game. The skeptics, of which there are many, including many gamers and including many game developers here at GDC, push back and say, well, two things. One, we had virtual goods that people could buy and sell long before NFT and blockchain came around. Why do we need this new tech that has some questionable environmental impact? Two, show us how this can actually work, because some of this hype doesn't really measure up.
I also understand that cloud technology in gaming is quite a big part of the discussion.
People have been pushing the cloud for a while. This is the idea of computing that happens away from whatever device that you have. People are constantly promoting the idea that maybe you won't need to have a console or a computer at home in order to play the next new game. Instead, you could stream that game through whatever screen or device that you have. But the actual processing that's happening to make that game run happens remotely. That's a model that's been talked about for a while. What's new here at GDC is the idea of how the cloud can enable game developers to make games more remotely. Remote work is something that's much more top of mind for lots of people because of the pandemic. And the gaming industry is one that has had a great expansion of remote work and a big rethinking of what's necessary and isn't in terms of in-person and in-office presence. There's talks at this year's GDC that my colleague Megan Farokmanesh has been covering about the 4-day work week. You have independent studios and one large studio, Eidos Montreal, who have committed to the 4-day work week and say it has not impacted the quality of the work that they've made. And so the 4-day work week is also a hot topic here at GDC.
So you're talking about workplace culture in the gaming industry. I was looking at your Twitter feed and you said that the very first panel that you attended that was at max capacity before you got there was about workplace culture. Can you talk about that?
The panel was a roundtable to discuss strategies for dealing with gender discrimination, for women to speak about their experiences being harassed and discriminated against as workers in the games industry, and ways that women can push back. For quite a few years now, we've seen a greater awareness of what people who make games have to deal with. There's for decades been rumblings of issues of gender discrimination, issues of harassment. We've seen reckonings coming to the largest of game companies, Activision Blizzard, famously last summer, sued by the federal government and the state of California, also facing an SEC investigation all over harassment, alleged harassment and discrimination involving, you know, women's experiences. So I took it as both a good sign and, you know, in some ways with sad resignation that a panel like that was filled to capacity. It shows how necessary it is.
So what has this conference revealed to you about what we can expect in the year ahead, both for gaming technology and workplace culture in the industry?
A conference like GDC is a moment in time to pause things, to step outside of the day-to-day grind of what they're doing. And so I think and expect a lot of people to come out of GDC hopeful about how gaming can change and improve its culture, how it can get better at respecting the labor of its workers. We will see where that high that comes out of GDC meets the realities of what people face in their day-to-day.
Stephen Totillo is a gaming reporter for Axios. And now for some related links. Stephen and his colleague, Megan Farokmanesh, co-write the Axios Gaming newsletter. We'll link to their reporting from the conference on our website, marketplacetech.org, where you can also find Stephen's piece on how designers are rethinking romance in gaming. Right now, maybe a game will say, click here to flirt. But where's the romance in that? Make people work a bit for it, you know? And if you're also interested in learning more about the 4-day work week in the gaming industry, we'll link to an article from Protocol. It's about an indie game developer in Montreal that experimented with it, then made it permanent, and now is probably never going back to a 5-day work week. Another gaming studio executive told attendees at the GDC conference the 4-day work week increased morale and reduced absenteeism. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, and Daniel Shin produce our show. Gary O'Keefe is our engineer. Michael Lipkin edits the show. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.